Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chiefs stay with an empty backfield. No motion. Three to the left side, wide side of the field. Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Angling near side. Leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Touchdown. Kansas City burning the defender on the near side. Cole Bishop. And the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy. Chiefs go flip bone, first and 10 at the Buffalo 12. They give it off, left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10, angling to the 5, into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game on a 12-yard run by Kareem Hunt. I love you, Samaje Perine.
That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, who joins us every Friday at 7:25. He'll join us for a couple more Fridays. There you go.
I mean, I'm just watching that play over and over. It's in my ex, formerly Twitter feed right now, right at the top. I mean, it's a hell of a play, guys. It really is. Just
left side pass.
Get it to your veterans. Let them do the dirty work. There's Samaje Perine wide open. Some linebacker tries to lunge at him, and boom, he lowers his shoulder, crosses the 20, down at the 17, and the celebration at Arrowhead Stadium began in full force last night.
Did you say that if the Chiefs won, that our boss is going to have to get egged or get some sort of like cupcakes thrown at him for making that egregious take?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
Win three.
But yeah. Not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Yeah, feels like Josh's time to win. Spectre should stand outside the station today and just accept eggs in the face for that take. It's really bad.
Or he should stand in the corner of Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf and hand out every shirt until they're gone.
Hey, that you could do that as well. Yeah.
Text line 913-586-7965. What should Spectre do for that take?
Or we should make him stand at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf and nothing but a sign with a sign that reads, Rex Ryan knows more about football than I do.
And feet. Let's go to Waylon in KC.
And Rex Ryan doesn't know squat about football.
Hey guys, you can hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Waylon.
So I got two things I wanted to point about the game. First is how they started off. They went straight to the receivers. And when they did that, I just had a good feeling about the game. And then the second thing was the red zone efficiency. They started out 4-for-4, which was real huge, I think.
No doubt about it. You bet.
Yeah, the Chiefs, they were great in the red zone yesterday. You look at what they were able to do and how they were able to, score touchdowns and not field goals down there, 2-for-3 in the red zone. Buffalo was good in the red zone, too. They were perfect inside the red zone. Weren't a lot of kickers involved yesterday, which I'm fine with.
Buffalo went for two that first time, didn't get it. Chiefs went for two that time. Justin Watson.
Yeah, I just don't understand why Buffalo decided to go for two. As soon as they did, I go, you're chasing points the rest of the way. And what were they doing? They were chasing points the rest of the way.
Before we chase the script, we go to Justin in OKC. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead, man.
What's up, guys? Man, I tell you what, thanks for taking my call. I love y'all. Guys, it's show. I can listen to you on the app every day. One thing I got to tell you guys, what I think what makes this franchise so great is you don't need a Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb out there, man. You got Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown because you know why? You got number 15 back there.
That's right.
It's what you're a winner.
Thanks for the phone call, Justin.
It's what we told people years ago. You're going to start to see that attrition because they're doing what the Patriots did with Tom Brady. When you have one of the all-time greats, they elevate everybody around you. The problem is it's only been Patrick Mahomes and truly Tom Brady in this generation of football that have been able to elevate everybody around them. Not Peyton Manning, not Eli Manning, not Ben Roethlisberger, not Philip Rivers, nobody else. There's been two quarterbacks on this planet that we have seen that have taken the talent around them and elevated that talent. And look again what Patrick Mahomes did last year. He elevated Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and McCole Hardman.
He tried.
And but they still won the Super Bowl, right?
And he did it with a rookie wide receiver.
And he did it with a rookie wide receiver last year, the year prior. Oh, they're not going to be able to do anything. They got rid of Tyreek Hill. He elevated everybody's game. And look at this year. Look at where Xavier Worthy is at this point in time. Elevated that dude's game. Elevated Hollywood Brown's game late in the year. I mean, what they do with the wide receivers, they do it because of Patrick Mahomes. You can't carbon copy this thing. You can't go out and say, well, let's just do what Patrick Mahomes does. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have Patrick Mahomes.
And that one guy who goes by the name of
Travis Kelce
only had two catches for 19 yards.
That's right. But you know what? A big one late to ice the game.
And he still won. Yeah, he caught it and he went down immediately.
Right. Yep.
Travis Kelce.
And also, too, that number five for Buffalo that was trying to get up in Travis's face all afternoon. They bracket him. They messed with him. They screwed with him. And everybody else beat him yesterday. Nice job of preventing Travis Kelce from beating you. But everybody else ate their share.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Remember this. He's going to lateral the ball at some point in this game to Xavier Worthy, just like you remember.
Nope.
A couple seasons ago, he did it to Kadarius Toney. It would have been the game-winning touchdown, but of course, the guy was offsides. The whole play got nipped. Remember when they did that against Buffalo? Last week, Josh Allen tried to get cheeky as well and do a lateral. They asked him about it. He smiled. He winked. Travis Kelce saw that. Travis Kelce reopened that bag of worms. We've seen him do it this year. We've seen him do it against the Bills. There will be a lateral to Xavier Worthy at some point, and no one will be offsides, and it will go for a tug as well. I think Patrick and Josh will battle out because why wouldn't they? Allen throws a pick to McDuffie. That's right. I'm going to call it because it's the AFC Championship game. Big 22, big in this game, big with a turnover against Josh Allen, who quite simply doesn't turn the ball over. I think Chuck and Chris Jones cause problems, and maybe we see George have another decent game as well. One and a half, hell, maybe two sacks for Carl Loftus, the Greek freak. I do, though, think this is a cigarette type of game. I think it will be close, but will end with fireworks and noises in the streets of Kansas City, of your suburbs, where the fireworks go off and you don't know what the hell's going on, but you're outside watching it in freezing cold temperatures with hopefully no shirt on or whatever you may be doing to celebrate. I think the Chiefs and the Bills have another classic game, this one at Arrowhead, and I also think another little nugget that's been going around all year, I think the Chiefs score 30 points for the first time this year, or the second time this year, they will actually go over 30 points in this game, and I think they do win in another shootout classic, 34-27, Kansas City victorious on Rousey,
dang,
New Orleans with us three as well.
All right, it all comes down to this, fellas.
35-0.
The goal all season long has been to get to the Super Bowl, 60 minutes away. Buffalo will take the opening possession right down the field and stall out and will settle for a field goal. This will be the last points that Buffalo gets all afternoon. KC gets their first possession, going with a large dose of Kelce and Hunt and roll into the end zone. All of a sudden, it's 2018 all over again, when teams felt like they had to outscore Patrick Mahomes. Problem is, this isn't the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs defense. Josh Allen tries to play hero ball early and has an interception in the first half. KC scores again. It's 14-3 before the second quarter. By the time we reach halftime, Casey's up 21-3 and the party's on at Arrowhead. Kelce continues his 70-plus streak for 15 games and scores a touchdown. He'll get closer and closer to the Jerry Rice records. He'll be about 100 yards and a touchdown shy of Jerry Rice entering the Super Bowl.
At 200.
The second half turns into a laugher. In an attempt to just finish the game, Kareem Hunt goes over 75 yards rushing. Chris Jones ends it with a demolition of Josh Allen. The Bills play so poorly after their first offensive drive that the commissioner orders the 3 points taken off the board. Chiefs win 35-0.
None of that happened.
From LA and Reno to Montana and Sims, Brady and Manning, and now Mahomes and Allen. The Bills are going to try and run the ball on the Chiefs, and I think they're actually have some success doing it until the second half, where the Bills will lead 17-10 at halftime. Mike Pinnell is going to be a big adjustment for Spags in that second half. That
big 69.
Block, yeah, that big 69 is going to be plug and play a lot in the second half.
Texted us.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's great. I see McDuffie locking down Shakir in the slot with the pass rush intensifying
like
while Spags draws up blitzes. Meanwhile, on offense, it's going to be the receiving core who has the day. The speed of Hollywood and Xavier are going to prove to be too much. Each of them are going to get a deep ball reception. Hopkins is going to get a touchdown. Seven Chiefs are going to get a catch. Kelce will continue his hot streak with a touchdown, at least 60 yards. Mahomes has a god-tier second half, throwing three touchdowns and 275 on the day. Chiefs win 31-23 as Mahomes becomes the first guy in any of these quote-unquote rivalries to fully own his competitor.
Hey, got that one right. He does fully own Josh Allen. He does fully own Josh Allen, and there's not even a conversation anymore. There is literally no conversation. No. If somebody is better, on the same level, on par, it doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. I don't care about your Purdy stats that you put up there, Josh. You don't win when it matters most. Give me Patrick Mahomes, his non-Pro Bowl going quarterback tail to the Super Bowl again. No Pro Bowl for Patrick. Remember that? No Pro Bowl. He's not going to the Pro Bowl. He was not voted into the Pro Bowl. He was not a finalist for the MVP. Every single September, the national media wakes up effing stupid and thinks there's going to be somebody else that's just better than Patrick Mahomes. And let's hype them all season long. And yay, Josh Allen had 300 yards passing. Ooh, Patrick Mahomes can't do this. Patrick Mahomes. All he does is win in the playoffs. That's all Patrick Mahomes does is win when it matters most. 18 playoff wins, 3 playoff losses for Patrick Mahomes. 8 straight playoff wins now for Patrick Mahomes, right? Am I right about
9
that?
Straight.
9 straight playoff wins. Sorry, I was wrong. 9 straight playoff wins. But by God, Josh Allen is just a better quarterback. Look at all these great regular season numbers that he puts up, and he's so fun to watch. And, ooh, he's your MVP in Lamar. Stop.
Mahomes plays in the Super Bowl. Everybody else plays in the Pro Bowl.
That's right.
So let that sink in. Mac, you want to cook for a little bit on your script recap?
No, I think that's fantastic. Okay. I think we did pretty well. I had it flipped first from second half. They ran really, really well in the second half. Mike Pinnell was on the field a lot.
Pinnell's a good player.
Big dude.
Pinnell's a really good player.
Your boy Dana had a couple huge plays yesterday.
And I told you when I was on with you yesterday, I said, Charles Menu may knock one of those passes down. Big play, that second down, knock that play down. Now all of a sudden it's third down, right? But Josh Allen's better than Patrick Mahomes, I'm told. I'm told Josh Allen is the better quarterback because, boy, he plays nice football in October.
You've done this for almost 15 years. Don't you listen to your boss?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
They might win three.
But
not with that attitude,
they could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Yeah, it's his time, all right. Yeah.
We asked the text line what should be Spector's punishment for making that egregious take. And a lot of people said, no eggs, too expensive. I did see, like, $6.
Yeah, they're going up. Did you see eggs are skyrocketing today?
I went to Hy-Vee for last-minute stuff yesterday for the food for the game, and I walked by. I was like, I just want to see the egg. Oh, my God. Yeah,
egg price, too high to get Spectre with eggs.
Okay. They said he should have to wear the Muppet costume and be shoeless outside.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Yeah, give away a t-shirt in the animal costume. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to wear the animal head and no shoes or socks.
I still need to get Janice over here.
Yeah, I need Janice, like, now.
Janice is the best. I mean, Janice on the Muppets. I'm telling you what. Like, if we could bring her to New Orleans with us, we'd have fun with Janice.
Is it legal in New Orleans?
Janice, no. I'll make the noises all day. Oh, call me Stephen A. or Acho or Rex Ryan or one of these other people that just doesn't like Patrick Mahomes because he's stealing all of our thunder and all the glory. Blah, 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 blah.
Our friend of the show, Sean Smith, he joins us on the other side. This ought to be great. Get the dump bunt ready there, Mac, get the dump button ready, Mac. Coming up on the other side, Sean Smith, 96 by the Fan, your home for your AFC champion Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, the Fan.
The boss is here. I said, sir. Text line says you need to go buy an animal Sesame Street Muppet head, no shoes, no socks, and hand out t-shirts. We can make that happen. Then Alex Gold's here eating his breakfast donuts. What I love, can't wait for next December when Speck goes on the air and says it's just somebody's time. And what Speck say to save himself? Well, if I don't say that, they don't win.
No.
If I don't say that, they don't win. Mr. Reverse Psychology
and
guy.
It's not what it is.
Come on.
It's not what it is
Come
at all.
Come on. You had the opportunity. You sat right there.
You should have just said, yeah, they're going to win this thing. It's not anybody's time other than ours. Well, I really think Josh Allen deserves this, so let's just give him the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl. How about you go earn that opportunity, Josh? How about you go make plays that Patrick Mahomes would have made?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dalton Kincaid, catch the football.
Gotta catch it.
Sean McDermott, don't chase points. Hey, fourth down and inches, try the tush push two times in a row. Or what really stands out, game on the line, legacy on the line, career-defining drive, and Josh Allen fizzles out. And to kind of, you know, compare that to Patrick Mahomes from the AP,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has trailed in the fourth quarter in 9 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back to win 6, forced overtime in 2 others before losing. He has a 132.2 rating, 5 touchdowns thrown, 1 touchdown run when down 1-8 points in the fourth quarter or overtime of playoff games, leading scores on 13 of 14 drives. That, my friends, is a masterclass. Josh Allen had his opportunity last night to show that he could beat Patrick Mahomes. And what did he do? He showed that he can.
Speck did do one thing. He passed me up, and something that I'm happy for. He's from the text line. Speck should just quit for that take. Most unlikable person in Kansas City. Even worse than Dusty.
Listen to this
no
one.
Longer,
wow.
No longer first.
How about this?
Love that.
Listen to this one. Patrick Mahomes is making his 5th Super Bowl appearance. Patrick Mahomes has more Super Bowl appearances than the Colts, the Vikings,
yeah,
the Bills,
15.
The Seahawks, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Bears, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Jets, the Saints, the Chargers, the Titans, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, the Jags. Patrick Mahomes has more appearances in the Super Bowl than all of those franchises have ever made in the Super Bowl.
What up, Mr. Smith? How are you today, sir?
Another one in my DJ Khaled voice.
That's right.
Three feet. What's going on, fellas?
Not much. How much sleep did you get last night, or have you gone to bed yet?
I went to sleep. I already got my workout in. I worked out at 5 a.m. this morning. I already worked out. I'm up here at the East-West Shrine right now watching some upcoming talent that's going to be getting drafted, supposedly. And that's about it. You know, I'm still celebrating, but I ain't going to celebrate until we win it in New Orleans.
Well, it was great to see it happen the way that it did last night. Josh Allen had an opportunity to make a legacy for himself, and he failed at making that legacy because nobody is as good as Patrick Mahomes. I don't care what anybody on television says. Josh Allen had the ultimate opportunity and failed. That tells me you just don't have that winning gene.
He's the Charles Barkley of the NFL. I'm just being honest. He'll never get to the big game. You know, some guys just can't win the big game. He doesn't. He's a great player. I'm not going to take nothing from him. Great player. If Kincaid catches the ball, hey, it might be a different game.
Right.
If you stop doing the push, and like you say, go for the points, and hey, McDermott, I think they need to change up now. They need to change everything. I think this is the last of you seeing of the Bills making it to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you watch that, and as a competitor, when you know you have somebody's number, I thought it was interesting because I was on a different show on Sunday afternoon, and it was like, you know, there's certain times in sports where a team comes into somebody else's house, and it's like everything's fine. You get off the bus, you change it to your outfit, and then all of a sudden you get there, and you see the name on the jersey, or you see 15 floating around, whatever it may be. It looked like that was the case for the Bills in those first two drives because Josh Allen, the great quarterback that he is, I'm not discrediting what he is talent-wise, he looked shook on that first drive, maybe a little bit on the second drive too.
Yeah, he looked shook, and I knew his number, but I knew the turning point in the game was when they got the ball back. All I said was 95. 95 put the pressure. Spags dialed up the blitzes. You know, fourth and five, you dial up a zero blitz. I mean, it was all or nothing. You know, and Spags we trust. I don't think Spags get enough credit, and I think he got disrespected by not even getting an interview for a head coaching job.
Well, yeah, he's definitely not going to get the credit that he deserves, Sean. I mean, you know, Steve Spagnuolo is the greatest defensive coordinator we've ever seen in this league.
No, he's great. He knows how to use his weapons, his players, and put them in great situations. And even in the fourth quarter, he brought the defense up and said, we're going to have to win it. We're going to have to win. It's going to come to us, and we have to make a stop. And they made the stop.
They did.
We needed.
Yep. And that's what a championship team is all about, coming up with the plays and making the plays when you need to make the plays. And that's why I just laugh and cringe and go, I can't believe when people want to pick against Kansas City. You should never pick against the Chiefs. Will they lose a game? There may be a chance Kansas City loses at some point in time, but why do you want to be on the forefront of that saying, see, I told you so, when this team finds ways to win games no matter the situation?
I love this time on the clock. I trust 15. I trust Spags. I trust Andy. Even when Buffalo, you call a timeout, you gave Andy another opportunity to dial up a play instead of just letting it play out.
Yeah. Talking to former Chiefs player Sean Smith. So let's have a little conversation about what it is in 13 days. Saquon Barkley's a bad dude, Mr. Smith. What do you do to stop him?
Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton is going to have the game of his life. Okay, I'm saying this because you can see sometimes even on the runs that Barkley has, he runs hard and powerful. But the Chiefs practice against Kareem Hunt, two of the same kind of runners. Barkley may have a little bit more speed than Kareem, but they're two of the same runners. I think the defense will be ready to stop him. We just got to wrap up and tackle. Secondary, Cook got to come better and play better. I'm just going to be honest. He has to play better because sometimes he's a liability back there.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of this week's national scene, the Emmanuel Achos, the Rex Ryans, all of these folks that were so negative on the Kansas City Chiefs last week?
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan, fat tail, is not coaching no more.
That's right.
I'm just being honest. You listen to his takes that he has on ESPN and everything all the time, it doesn't work. It's wrong. He's been wrong. Even Dan Orlovsky, the only person I'm going to give credit to is Nate Burleson. You know why? Because he said, hey, he put a video out. The Chiefs are just who they are. You're either going to love them or hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I think in this is that, you know, we get called homers a lot, but we do, you know, local radio here for that team. If you'd have picked the Chiefs to win every game, you'd be so much plus money because they went 15-2 in the regular season. They're 2-0 in the playoffs. They've won 9 straight playoff games. I mean, at what point do you just sit back and say, I don't know what to expect anymore, but I expect them to win?
You just expect them to win. If I'm a betting man, I'm going with the Chiefs. I tell anybody, whether you're on FanDuel, Prize Picks, whatever. I'm betting with the Chiefs.
You got to go with the Chiefs, my man. I mean, it's stupid to bet against this organization and this quarterback and this head coach at this point in time. Like, Andy Reid is just doing unbelievable work. He's got a coaching masterclass going on. He's the greatest coach in NFL history. And I think Patrick Mahomes right now has to be in the conversation of greatest player, not quarterback, greatest player in NFL history.
Yeah, he's one of the all-time. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. The minute he says he's retired, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt, hands down. Hands down. I mean, but he plays good. He's poised. He's a team leader. Everything is just going right for the Chiefs right now because they always play good situational football, and they got their eyes on the prize. They had their eyes on the prize since the beginning of the season in training camp with the common goal when they came in and said, let's win a Super Bowl. Let's go back and win a three-peat.
Well, Sean, rest up, my man. Keep that robe on. Be just naked for 13 days for the Super Bowl and enjoy the time, and we'll get you on the air next week.
I don't know. I might come to Radio Row in my robe.
If you do that, yes. My friend, yes, we'll get you on every radio show across the country.
I'm bringing my robe to New Orleans. That's a straight-up fact.
I think I might just go ahead and bring my robe and come do Radio Row.
Let's just go eat po' boys together in our robes.
I know. We got to go to Drago's, man, and get some oysters.
Man. That's a great spot, my man. That is. Yeah, we'll hook up down there.
Be easy, man. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
You got it.
What did he say about Rex Ryan? Do we have that cut that we can continue to play and put out on social media, please, for the rest of the world to see what Sean Smith said something about? That's why his fat ass isn't coaching anymore. I think he put it a little bit more eloquent than I did, but that's exactly what I said. When I watch Rex Ryan on TV, he's not helping his case to be a coach in the NFL. He appears as a clueless buffoon.
This was
Jay Binkley texted me. Rex Ryan is the inspiration for the single bed.
I mean, Rex Ryan's had a couple of pizza cutters stolen from him too. This was interesting. So everybody knows Barstool guys, right? They're Boston. Dave Portnoy does his thing. Gruden's now a part of that. This right. is what Gruden had to say to them when they were watching this game last night.
Hey, listen, I thought this was the year for the Bills.
Yep.
But when you can't make the 1 yard you need to make, you don't deserve to go to the Super Bowl. You can have all these stats. That's all I saw in the pregame warm-up. 65 touchdowns, this stat, that stat. You don't make the 1 yard you need in any critical situation, you're going to get knocked out of the playoffs, and you can't rely on some official to give you a spot on the road in a playoff game. You just can't count on the officials. With Josh Allen, this has to be a slam dunk, automatic first down, and you didn't execute. You did not execute. You got the best offensive line in the league from left tackle to right tackle, a 300-pound tackle playing tight end. James Cook hasn't been stopped all night, and Josh Allen has 600 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns, and you can't make this much. The execution, the pad level, the finish, the overall scheming, whatever it is, you lost the game because third and fourth down in that, and you got to live with it, and I don't know how you live with this one. This is tough.
Take a bow, John Gruden.
Take three laps around the stadium.
Yeah, like that is a victory lap, my friend. I can't really add anything to that because he's absolutely right about everything. It's the same stuff I've been telling you all along. You're going to sit here and complain about the refs. You can't get a yard in an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
And again, why aren't you running James Cook there? Why aren't you rolling your quarterback out there? Why aren't you doing anything other than trying to fall forward to get half a yard? It was a very, 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 very bad game plan, and it resulted in a loss for the Buffalo Bills. You can't get half a yard. He's right. You don't deserve to win in the NFL. Not the referees, not penalties, not anything. You were not able to execute. But again, in life in 2025, it's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah. So one thing that's awesome, I think the guys that do New Heights, the Kelce brothers, I think they listen to this show. I'm pretty positive on that because they played a clip that we played last week of the Travis Kelce Korean football call.
Yeah.
Well, this was the Korean call in 4th-and-1.
아, 진짜 칩스 수비도 꼬락꼬락하게 하나도 내주지 않아요, 정말. 오, 멈춤없이 가네요. 멈춤없이 밀어붙입니다. 기세를 타나.
아슬아슬한데요.
자, 심판원입니까?
아슬아슬한데요.
심판원입니까?
두 명에서 심판이 들어온 방향이 다른데
공중에 볼 위치가 중요합니다. 네. 체인 와야 됩니다. 자, 약간 모자라 보여요.
전진이 이제 어디서 멈췄냐가 중요한 거거든요.
What he's saying there is that he's short of the first down and turnover on downs.
Yeah. I was asking, what play was that again?
4th-and-1.
That was the 4th-and-1. Man.
I'm just translating for you. I speak Korean. He's saying he did not get it. Josh Allen's short. Turnover on down, Chiefs ball.
Chiefs ball in that situation, yes.
That's right.
Yep. 25 years ago today, Bill Belichick was introduced as head coach of the New England Patriots for the first time. Almost 25 years to the day, the script is turned. Andy Reid has unseated Bill Belichick as the greatest head coach of all time, and Patrick Mahomes has unseated Tom Brady, in my opinion, right now, as the greatest quarterback of all time, because both of those guys have done something that Brady and Belichick could not do, and that's go to 3 consecutive Super Bowls. In 23 years of dominance that the Patriots had, they never went to 3 straight Super Bowls like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It is the greatest head coach quarterback duo in the history of the National Football League. Yeah. Oh, Josh Allen.
Yeah. Unreal. I'm still in shock. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be trying to be as like normal as a person I can be.
I know.
Still in shock. Like, I mean, literally, like, I think everybody's living room or everybody's moment was the same last night when they throw that ball in the air and it's incomplete. I mean, grown men in my house throwing themselves at each other.
Oh, hell yeah. Grown men in the stadium.
I mean, I blacked out.
People were hugging, you know, I mean, you're kissing people you never met before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those moments, and that's good. That's okay. There's
Bob
nothing
got mono
wrong
last
that.
Night.
I may have. I don't know. I may have.
Well, it went from Jen's birthday to Bob's birthday.
Fat Tail is not coaching no more.
Fat Tail?
Fat Tail.
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan, Fat Tail, is not coaching no more.
That's right.
He just one-up suck a pickle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did one-up suck a pickle, yeah. Well, it's true. It's why is Fat Tail's not coaching
like,
anymore?
I'm just watching Dan Orlovsky, and I'm wondering, like, how is his drive to work today? Now he's going to dissect the game?
Yeah.
Why don't you go listen to John Gruden? Why don't you go dissect getting 1 yard? What do they say football is? A game of inches?
Yep.
Defense wins championships. There's a reason why those cliches are there.
Because they're true. As lame as they are, they're true. It is a game of inches. You can't get a yard, you can't win a game. And then there's Rex Ryan with those beautiful white fake porcelain teeth talking about how great Josh Allen is.
Yeah. There is one thing to be true. If you do not want to give Mahomes the GOAT as the greatest quarterback of all time, I would respect that because I still put Brady there. That's okay.
Me too.
I'm just being realistic. But there is no doubt in anyone's mind that in the entirety of the NFL's history and current state of today, it is Tom Brady and it is Patrick Mahomes. And then it is everybody else.
Oh, there's just a massive.
Montana is at the age of 29. Like, we don't understand. At the age of 29, Patrick Mahomes has the second most playoff wins in the history of football at 17.
Mm-hmm.
He has three losses. He is playing.
What does Tom Brady have? 31 playoff wins, I think it is right now.
At least so.
Right? So another couple of years and we'll pass him.
More than halfway.
Yeah.
It's insane to think about that aspect. Whereas, like, growing up, Joe Montana was the greatest ever to do it. And then it was Tom Brady might pass Joe Montana.
And did. He did.
And then it was like, well, no one will catch Tom Brady. And then Mahomes comes along. Well, he lost that AFC championship game to Burrow, and he lost that Super Bowl to Tom Brady. It's never going to catch him, but he's going to be good. And, well, there's only one thing he could possibly do to catch Tom Brady. He'd have to win three in a row.
There's a lot of people in New England right now that are getting really nervous about what's about to happen over these next 13 days because everything that they've been living for the last 25 years essentially is going to go away, and it's not going to matter anymore, and they're going to be a nice footnote. Yeah, Tom Brady had six titles with the Patriots, but Patrick Mahomes won three in a row. Patrick Mahomes was the first quarterback to win three in a row and to win 4 and 5 years or whatever it's been. Yep. Like you look at the Joe Burrow situation when they lost to the Bengals, and you look at the situation where they lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl / AFC championship game, however you want to combine those two. Those are anomalies. What we're seeing right now with the Chiefs winning is the norm. And you know, you think about that and you do that say it out loud test, and you're like, yeah, the norm is to go to the Super Bowl every year. But they've established the norm. The Chiefs have told us what their normal is. And their normal is winning the AFC, going to the Super Bowl, and winning the Super Bowl championship. The abnormal is when it doesn't happen. And for most teams, the normal is not getting there, and the abnormal is making it. That's the anomaly. For the Chiefs, losing in the postseason is a major anomaly. Winning and going to the Super Bowl is the norm.
Never satisfied, baby. When you play in front of Arrowhead Stadium like this, every single AFC championship, you kidding me? Kansas City! Hey, before you guys get out of here, just do a little dance. Make a little love. Yeah, get down tonight.
They'll catch on. They'll catch on.
Okay.
So now we've
had... You know that song, Mac?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that it's Cool in the Gang?
I couldn't tell you who's it by.
Do a little dance. Make it love.
Isn't it ABBA?
No. They sing Dancing Queen. Cool in the Gang, I thought was who that was. Maybe it's not Cool in the Gang. Text line knows, I guarantee it. Who is it?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Duh.
Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
Yeah, we're idiots.
With we're going to go to break early and take a timeout.
You talk about morons.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
It's not. Nice try. It sounds like Casey and the Sunshine Band. Just kidding.
Because it is.
Somebody says from the 816, please tell me Mac's going to New Orleans. Yes, sir.
Woo!
We leave Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Who would text that in?
Well, they want to hear
wants me there.
They want to hear that beautiful laugh.
Yeah, come on, man.
Of that growing boy. Yeah, dude, can't wait.
I'm so stoked.
What a year. What a year. I mean, for everybody. I mean,
we're only 27 days into it. It's true.
Just really know how to take the air out of a moment.
27 days into the year. It's already been great.
Oh, boy. He's that guy.
Yep.
Going to another Super Bowl.
December 31st. See you next year.
No, I'm definitely not that guy.
I mean, you just were.
Yeah. 27 days into this year.
Can't stop if you don't start.
What?
Can't win if you don't play. Oh, man. Here, Sneaky Himbo. Rex Ryan. Who is the only quarterback? Stop. Who's the only quarterback that Rex Ryan doesn't believe in? Oh, the one playing in the third consecutive Super Bowl. The one that's already won three Super Bowls. The one that's
Did he get hired by Dallas as their defensive coordinator? Wasn't that the word on the street?
That's what they said.
And then they hired Matt Eberflus. I guess Jerry must have watched TV and went, I can't even hire Rex Ryan. That guy's clueless.
Mm.
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan, Fat Tail, is not coaching no more.
So I'm trying to figure out what Fat Tail is.
Really? He's fat? And he's like, instead of saying fat ass.
Yeah.
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan, Fat Tail, is not coaching no more.
Ugh. I really do, because, like, you know, you have to do this, right? You have to be this person. You have to think of both outcomes of this game. And last night I was telling you this in the hallway, I was like, man, I was really glad they won, because it's tough to come in here when you have these games. I did after hours, they lost to Cincinnati. I first got my teeth cut when they lost to the Patriots, and some guy called in and he thought he disguised himself as a Chiefs fan. He was a Patriots fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was brutal.
The horror.
He's like, oh, you're going to complain about a coin toss. Overtime rules aren't fair.
Overtime rules are just fine. We didn't need to change any of them. We needed to change no rules.
Do you think there'll be lasers for first downs next year because Buffalo didn't get
Mike
the first
Florio
down?
Mike Florio wants Congress involved now of deciding how to spot the ball.
You're not kidding. He wants Congress.
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
Why would I make that up? I mean, like, who could make something so stupid like that up? Here it is. Here's what he said in his article this morning.
Because you haven't read this yet today, right?
I haven't read what?
No, I haven't heard this. Yeah,
I just don't want to get hit with a thanks for listening.
No, I haven't heard this.
He's like, surprised I haven't heard it. And I was like, you didn't say this earlier.
Well, I did. I did mention it earlier, but I haven't read from the article. Let me see if I can find it again. About the spotting of the football. Oh, God.
I really don't want to hear it.
Yeah, Congress.
We're going to be calling it Owlhead.
He's talking about having technology determine ball placement, and he ends the article. Everyone should want that. Until the NFL feels enough pressure from teams, media, fans, and perhaps Congress to fix it, the league won't choose to do it.
Wow. Get a yard.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
get a yard.
Get a yard. It's the NFL. So now we're going to enact Congress to try to stop Patrick Mahomes.
That's right. I mean, nobody else can.
What makes you think the federal government can?
They got too much on their hands. It's tax season.
I mean, seriously, like, you're going to try to enact the wills of Congress now to stop the Chiefs. These people are so triggered.
That's where we're at.
And so bent about what's going on, we're now going to try to pass laws to stop the Kansas City Chiefs from winning. Because you've tried everything else, right? Mm-hmm. You've tried beating them. You've tried beating them, and you've tried beating them, but it doesn't work. So now we need to have, are we going to have term limits now for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? Like, are we going to go, well, once you win three in a row, you can't play the following season? Like, is that what we want now? Is that what we want to do? I'm so tired of people not taking personal responsibility and looking at themselves in life and in the NFL. And all they want to do to try to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs is change the rules of the game from overtime to kickoff. Everything is geared to try to stop Patrick Mahomes, and none of it's working. So let's just get Congress involved.
You remember this guy?
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Haven't heard a lot from that guy lately.
No. Thank God.
Man, if the Texans were used to Mahomes, I thought the Bills would have been really used to it. Wow.
That guy's doing more pillow talking than sports talking these days.
No doubt.
It is what it is. Yeah. It just had to be said. We go to Fred. Go ahead, Fred. Take it over.
You know, the dumbest is all over the internet is the everybody saying that the Chiefs are standing on a grassy knoll. They've paid off the refs and all that. And the refs had nothing to do with the outcome of this game, the Ravens game, etc. But I do actually have a solution on the bad calls.
Mm.
I believe that they should have either, you know how they say upstairs changed it, in other words, New York?
Mm-hmm.
They either need to have more refs that all those refs do is count the players on the field, see if it's a offensive scheme that's incorrect or something like that, and then they need to have the ones that are actually on the field just concentrate on where the ball's at, pass interference, holding, all that.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the phone call, Fred, but yeah, that means more money the referees get, that the league has to spend on that union of the referees. Probably not going to happen. Can we just, like...
Yeah, New York's already kind of doing what he suggested as well. Yeah.
But it is funny that
I have no idea what the hell he was talking about. I'm just going to be honest. I'll call for the rest of our listeners. What the hell was that?
Can't get any worse than this.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the beginning of the dumbness we're about to hear for the next 13 days.
Can't wait. Rest or rust. 13 days is a lot of time off. Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills last night, 32-29. They scored more than 30 points for the first time. Oh, my gosh.
I got all year long.
They can't score more than 30 points. I'm really concerned. They just lost to Buffalo in the regular season, but they went 15-2. They had the first round bye. They had the best record in the NFL.
The only team that can stop the Chiefs are the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Oh, I can't. Now the only team that can stop the Chiefs are Philadelphia. The Eagles are playing for America. They got to go out there and take this from Kansas City.
That's
the other thing. Like, I don't think America's saddling up with the Eagles either. Like, if you ask America who you're rooting for right now, it's like the Chiefs or the Eagles. Ugh. A lot of people may sit this one out.
I'm not going to watch. Yeah. BS.
Yeah, you're going to watch.
Yeah, you are.
You'll be there saddled up next to your TV.
1,000%.
Because it's history. We all want to be part of history.
Well, everybody's going to hate watch because they want the Chiefs to lose.
But do you want the Eagles to win? Like, outside of Philadelphia, does anybody want the E-L-G-S-E-S team to win? Seriously, anybody outside of Philadelphia want that team to win? Because did you see what went on last night? The light pole? Did you see the guy jump off the building and pull himself down with the flag and fall into the crowd and
climb
the light poles and all that kind? Like, I don't think people necessarily root for Philadelphia at all because they don't like their fans. Everybody has a story of when they've been to a game there and how the fans treated them like garbage and whatnot. So it's not like the Chiefs are playing the Lions. Had the Chiefs been playing the Lions in the Super Bowl, 98% of America would be rooting for the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl, but they're not. And so America's looking at this thing as like, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are there every year, or the Eagles? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 73,487 last night in Kansas City. Got to see them victorious. Coming up on the other side, our Chiefs contributor, Josh Briscoe, will join us, and he's going to be very upset because the Chiefs lost the turnover or the time of possession battle by 62 seconds. Josh Briscoe on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.